Duke Energy's power plant failures that led to rolling blackouts on Christmas Eve in North Carolina have challenged the conventional wisdom about the reliability of fossil fuel power plants versus renewable energy. WFAE's climate reporter David Borax has this report.
Frozen equipment and other malfunctions hobbled coal and gas-fired power plants and eliminated most of the electricity reserves Duke Energy was counting on to meet demand on Christmas Eve. At the same time, demand grew as temperatures plummeted and people cranked up their heaters. As Duke officials told regulators this week, the electricity shortage forced operators to begin rolling blackouts that eventually affected 500,000 customers across the Carolinas, leaving many in the dark for hours with temperatures in the single digits or teens.
It highlights how extreme weather due to climate change increasingly calls into question the resilience of our existing infrastructure, including our electric power generation system, and the assumption that fossil fuel generation is reliable and is there when you need it.
David Neal is a senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center. He and other renewable energy advocates say the outages are a sign that the state should continue adding solar and wind power and battery storage. But others see it differently. Politicians and conservative groups that support Duke Energy have blamed the rolling blackouts on Governor Roy Cooper's push for more renewable energy. They point out that despite the problems, coal and gas plants still provided the bulk of the electricity needed early on Christmas Eve. State Senate Majority Leader Paul Newton of Cabarrus County, a former Duke Energy executive, said on Spectrum News last week that natural gas and nuclear plants are the most reliable solution.
Solar and wind are what are called intermittent, non-dispatchable generation sources. So you can't call on it when you need it. Whereas natural gas, nuclear, you can call on it when you need it. That's called capacity.
Meanwhile, a group called Conservatives for Clean Energy offered yet another idea this week. End Duke's monopoly control of the state's energy system and let other operators build their own power plants. They say the current system is too centralized and vulnerable to interruptions. On Tuesday, Duke Energy officials told regulators they're sorry for the blackouts and acknowledged that coal and gas plant glitches were to blame, along with a lack of power that Duke had expected to be available for purchase from other utilities. Altogether, Duke lost about 1,300 megawatts of electricity generation from its coal and gas plants at a critical moment. At the same time, officials said solar projects performed as expected, and Duke's Preston Gillespie said operators relied on that solar energy to pump water up from Lake Jocassee to Bad Creek Reservoir in South Carolina, where Duke has a hydroelectric dam.
Our hydro operators were using the power when it was available to reposition the water such that we could operate the units reliably.
The debate comes as the North Carolina Utilities Commission implements its year-end carbon plan order. That calls on Duke to keep planning for more renewable energy along with battery storage, but also clears the way to build more gas-fired power plants over the next decade. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.